آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
دنیا اس وقت بلا شبہ مشکل حالات سے گزر رہی ہے، جس کی وجہ سے ہمیں بہت سے بڑے چیلنجز کا سامنا ہے۔ ہمارے لیے یہ جاننا بہت ضروری ہے کہ ہم بحیثیت انسان ان چیلنجز کا سامنا مشترکہ طور پر کیسے کرتے ہیں، اور ان مشکل مسائل کے قابل قبول حل کیسے تلاش کرتے ہیں۔ یہ سوشل سائنسز یعنی سماجی علوم کے سوالات ہیں، اور سوشل سائنسز کے ذریعے ہی ہم مختلف نقطۂ نظر اور نظریات کی بہتر معلومات حاصل کر کے منظم حل تلاش کر سکتے ہیں۔ اسی قسم کے سوالات کے جوابات تلاش کرنے کے لیے رواں ہفتے میں سوشل سائنسز ویک کا انعقاد کیا جا رہا ہے، جس میں آسٹریلیا کی 12 بڑی یونیورسٹیاں اپنے اپنے کیمپسز میں مختلف عنوانات پر تعلیمی سیشنز کر رہی ہیں۔ سوشل سائنسز ویک کی اہمیت پر بات کرنے کے لیے ہم نے اس کے فاؤنڈر یونیورسٹی آف میلبرن کے پروفیسر ڈین وڈمن سے گفتگو کی ہے۔ سو مائی فرسٹ کوشچن ٹو یو از، ہاؤ ڈیڈ یو کم اپ ود دا آئیڈیا آف سوشل سائنسز ویک؟
So Social Sciences Week has been going for 5 years now. The idea came through wanting to do something collaboratively with colleagues across the different social sciences. It wasn't my own idea. I was inspired by others. So there's similar festivals of social sciences that have run in other countries. Spoke to the people who ran the Festival of Social Sciences in the UK about their model and in England, and it sounded like something that would work really well in Australia too. And I started to talk to the presidents of the different associations in Australia for the different social sciences about whether we could agree on a time and a format to hold a week of events that were not for academics, but for everyone who might be interested in hearing about what social scientists are learning about how our societies work, how our groups function, and what social change is doing to our communities. And it grew from there. So we started off with around 40 events in year one, and now we're over 85 events this year.
So what is the main agenda behind conducting this Social Sciences Week?
About half of the research that happens in universities, half the people who take university degrees in Australia do the social sciences. So it's a huge part of our knowledge sector, our society, but it doesn't quite have the same recognition as something that people do, the social sciences, as the natural sciences, you know, covering everything from paleontology to rocket science, but don't have the same understanding of the social sciences and what it does. So the social sciences uses a vast array of methods across a vast array of disciplines to try and understand our groups, our lives together, and how they're changing and how they could be better. So Social Sciences Week is about sharing that knowledge with people. So we have everything from events that talk to school students about what the social sciences are, to others that are talking about cutting edge policy changes, say in welfare reform in Australia and everything in between.
What is in it for the international students?
So Social Sciences Week is for everyone. It's for us to talk with students and with the general public about the amazing things we can learn with social sciences and how we go about it. So there's a lot of events for students. I'm not sure if there's any specifically targeted at international students, but there's definitely a bunch of events that the types of social sciences that our international students might be studying, but also potentially about their home countries, if they'd like to, either for their own research or just for their general interest, find out. The University of Western Sydney had a documentary filmmaking session earlier in the week that was about social changes in different contexts and how anthropologists make movies about communities that they live with and study. And one of the films in that session was an amazing documentary about the rise of social movements around increasing bike use in Kolkata in India.
What are your considerations while designing the entire week events?
So Social Sciences Week is the work of a community of people. So we have over 10, I think it's 12 this year, university partners, and we have a bunch of different associations for the different social sciences in Australia. So the economics Association in Australia, the Anthropology, Criminology, Sociology, Politics Association. So all these partners put together their own programs. So there's lots of flexibility given to people to talk to their members, to work with their staff at their universities, to just pick out the best work that they want to highlight. So the remit is really broad. It's anything from this broad field of social sciences. One condition or one rule we give to people is to make it accessible to a wider audience. So it's make it interesting, make it fun, show the best that the social sciences can do.
So you have pretty much answered my next question, which was about the autonomy you give to the partner universities in designing their event. But are there any rules and regulations do they need to follow other than making it accessible?
We ask people to make it an event that engages the public. You don't have to be a trained social scientist to get involved and enjoy it. We give universities a lot of autonomy and our partners to set up the events as they like. We do give some assistance. So when there's maybe a smaller group that's putting together an event and might want some advice on how to pitch it for a general audience, we give that advice, but we're fairly light touch for people who have done these things before and know what they're doing. The committee does just give things a quick look to make sure that it's not offensive to anyone. But apart from that, it's very much wide open for people to do what they wish with the week and join in a way that works for their organization. And hopefully some of your listeners might be starting to think of things they might be able to do for Social Sciences Week in 2023.
So what kind of challenges you faced while working on this concept and its implementation?
Well, like so many of us, I was hit by the pandemic, our team was. So when this started 5 years ago, most of the events were face-to-face, with some being recorded to share later. There's more and more events that we're returning to doing some element face-to-face, but they're almost all hybrid because we realize that there is something wonderful about meeting face-to-face and that experience. And that's one of the things social scientists study. But there's also something wonderful about being able to share your social sciences with a wider audience in the city you're based in, across Australia, but increasingly across the world when we put them online. So the pandemic was really a challenge for us. It was a challenge, but that challenge ended up being a big opportunity for us in that the number of people who take part in Social Sciences Week has grown significantly as we've shifted the events to be online or hybrid.
I also think that the world is coming out of pandemic lockdowns and we are learning to live with its existence. What role do you think that social sciences has played in helping the world in these testing times?
Well, in some ways, all of the big challenges we face have a core component of them that is the domain of the social sciences. The pandemic is partly about understanding a virus and designing vaccines, but a lot of the public health response, the need for messaging, the politics of how decisions were made and how they were accepted or otherwise by the public are actually questions that we need social sciences. The social sciences also are the way we're tracking the impacts of the pandemic beyond health. So the epidemiologists are tracking what the health outcomes are, but what the outcomes are for people's education, for their general well-being, for their relationships of the last few years and the different approaches we took to manage it are really the questions that the social sciences are there to answer.
So what are your expectations for the future years for Social Sciences Week?
Well, after speaking to you this week, I'm hoping we have some of our colleagues who work on India, our international students and others, put forward some events for next year. Look, the events doubled in size and the number of events over the last 5 years and more than doubled in size and the number of participants. And I'm hoping it continues to grow from there. You know, we're always looking for new participants, new supporters, new people to get involved. But if you do get involved, you're joining an event that's just going from strength to strength. So, and then in 2 or 3 years, you know, maybe as we head towards the 10-year anniversary of social sciences, I'll be handling this event I created, but has really been built by an enormous team of people, including some wonderful supporters and staff working at the Academy of Social Sciences in Australia. I hope that in a few years' time, I'll be handing over to the next chair and leader of the event and watching it go to something even bigger and better under someone else's leadership in a few years' time. So if you're a social scientist, thank you for being part of those efforts. If you're not and you want to learn more, joining in a Social Sciences Week event is a great way to get started.
Well, thank you so much, Dan, for your time.
Thanks so much. It was great to chat.
Like कीजिए, share कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, Facebook पर SBS Urdu follow कीजिए.